Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today across Israel, the weather is mild. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny weather, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Haifa is also seeing clear skies, making for a pleasant day outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Israeli forces have struck the Ali Taher Ridge in Lebanon. This follows a Hezbollah operation that injured three Israeli soldiers, according to Al Jazeera. Also earlier today, the Prime Minister's office accused Hezbollah of breaking a ceasefire. Three IDF soldiers were seriously wounded in southern Lebanon, as reported by Ynet. Also this hour, the IDF has reportedly killed a Hezbollah commander in retaliation for the attack on its soldiers. Israeli and American officials have criticized Hezbollah for using civilians as human shields, reports JNS. Separately, a shepherd was attacked by Palestinians in the West Bank. Gunshots were also fired at an Israeli settlement, according to the Binyamin Regional Council, as mentioned in the Jerusalem Post. And finally, reports are emerging of an Iranian missile and drone attack on the U.S. Navy base in Bahrain. This attack, which occurred on the first day of the war, disabled a significant logistics center, Israel Hayom reports. Here's what people are saying online. Adam Lewis Klein, a commentator, posting just minutes ago, commented on the narrative around Israel's actions in Gaza, stating that accusations against Israel have been mainstreamed over time. Leslie Kajomovitz, writing on social media now, questioned Dan Bilzerian about his plans regarding anti-Semitic remarks if elected to Congress. From Times of Israel, posting recently, there's footage showing settler children raiding a Palestinian village in the West Bank. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, the Israeli strike on the Ali Taher Ridge comes after three IDF soldiers were injured in a Hezbollah operation. Al Jazeera reports this incident has heightened tensions along the Israeli-Lebanese border. The situation remains tense, and further developments could impact regional stability. Turning to the Prime Minister's accusation against Hezbollah, this statement precedes the IDF's official announcement. Ynet highlights the unusual timing, suggesting increased pressure on both military and diplomatic fronts. The ceasefire's breach raises concerns over potential escalations in the conflict. Meanwhile, following the attack on Israeli soldiers, the IDF's response included targeting a Hezbollah commander. JNS notes that this action underscores the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. The death of the commander may escalate retaliatory attacks, affecting civilians in the region. In the West Bank, the attack on a shepherd and gunfire at an Israeli settlement mark rising tensions. The Jerusalem Post notes these types of incidents are becoming more frequent, yet often go unreported. The increase in violence could lead to heightened security measures in the area. Finally, reports from Israel Hayom about the Iranian attack on a U.S. base in Bahrain suggest significant strategic implications. This incident reflects growing tensions in the Gulf, potentially affecting international military alignments and civilian safety in the region. On the economic front, first, Teva's identity as an Israeli company is under scrutiny in a U.S. price-fixing trial. Tech reports that Humana agreed to avoid referencing Teva's Israeli roots to prevent potential jury bias. Separately, a new Arctic shipping route is gaining attention amid tensions in the Hormuz Strait. Ynet Business explains that this frozen Silk Road could revolutionize trade, but also shift strategic power dynamics. And finally, the American company Ondas is set to develop next-generation attack drones for the IDF. Walla Business reports this follows a series of defense acquisitions, highlighting Israel's focus on advanced military technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.